because it's coming up.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg 29, Mafeking 32, Pretoria 31. We start on the roads, and the Department of Transport in the Eastern Cape has confirmed the death of 14 people following a head-on collision between an SUV and a minibus taxi earlier today. Transport spokesperson Unati Binkose says the accident on the N9 just outside Graaf Reinet is not a good way to start the holidays.
I remember initially we had reported that it's 13 people who have died, and a very reliable source, an office of ours, has just confirmed to us that one of those who were injured has sadly succumbed to the injuries and passed on, taking the number from 13 to 14. It is a head-on collision that has resulted into the death of these 14 people.
Now to our Tambo International Airport, where departing passengers should expect long queues due to delays at border management passport control. The airport says Airports Company South Africa has deployed additional staff for passenger movement control. Salaki Ledwaba reports.
ACSA has urged passengers to allow for extra travel time when travelling to the airport. They're also asking for patience with queues expected to remain long this afternoon. The current delays come just 2 days after flights were affected by inclement weather conditions which impacted on the flights. Salaki Ledwaba, Jacaranda FM News.
Staying at the airport, where police have arrested two more drug traffickers, the two Brazilian drug mules, aged 30 and 35, had just landed from Sao Paulo, Brazil, when they were intercepted at the airport yesterday. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk.
One of these traffickers was found in possession of over 4 kilograms of cocaine in his luggage, while a medical x-ray confirmed the presence of drug bullets swallowed by the other drug mule. 15 bullets containing cocaine have been released.
The suspects will appear before the Kempton Park Magistrates Court this week on charges related to drug trafficking. Provincial Minister of Cultural Affairs and Sports in the Western Cape, Ricardo McKenzie, says it's important to heal past wounds and plan for a better future. He was speaking earlier this morning ahead of the official Reconciliation Day commemorations that is taking place in Vredendal in the Western Cape. McKenzie says South Africans have come far in commemorating the 16th of December, which serves as a reminder of the country's history.
So the 16th of December for Afrikaners have a massive historical significance. From Konto Wesizwe, the 16th of December have a massive historical significance. So we all have to understand our past fully to forge a better future. And I like the theme of this year specifically, healing our past wounds and forging a new future. That is important for us here in the Western Cape.
And finally, in football, Portuguese Miguel Cardoso made a winning debut as Mamelodi Sundowns coach when the Pretoria team beat Moroccan visitors Raja Casablanca 1-0 yesterday in the CAF Champions League. Cardoso, who took Tunisian side Esperance to the 2023-2024 final in the Premier African Club competition before losing to Al Ahly of Egypt, replaced Mqoba Mqiti this week. Meanwhile, Stellenbosch FC snatched a last-gasp 1-0 win over Desportivo Lundasul in Angola to revive hopes of reaching the CAF Confederation Cup quarterfinals. I'm Martina van der Walt Elers. Hoofnuus die uur, die December vakantie doet het al op die landse paaie neem toe met 14 mense wat vanochtend in een ongeluk op die N9 by die Graaf Reinet in die Oos-Kaap dood is.
Dashing through the door after we buy cars we go. Gonna treat myself this year, the price is also low. We buy cars, we buy cars, we buy all the way. To ride in a new car today. We buy cars, we sell all the way. Saving so much money feels like another holiday.
Ho, ho, ho. We buy cars. The most festive way to sell and buy your car by far.
I'm the man.
Mac Rapapoli, Jacaranda FM. And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.
Opened up my journal to a page. Everything that hurts me still the same. It's like there's nothing new for me to say. Whoa, whoa.